Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to a Blue Monday. And I think the last time Patrick Ridge joined me and Matt was a Blue Monday. I don't think it was tonight's as blue as in every sense of the word as the last one was. But thanks so much for joining us again, mate, because I know you're generally all over this. And the last time we had a chat about what happened with firstly Everton's points that we got and Everton points that were reduced. You made everything crystal clear to everybody that listened. So, look, this saga continues, doesn't it, with what's happened to Nottingham Forest today. We knew this was coming. Well, we knew there was going to be an announcement coming. 4 points for them. And I've seen various sort of obviously reflections on this. I'm really keen to get yours at first here. But looking at how they were deducted the points they've got, was very structured in how they were given what they were in regards to points they gained, points that were deducted. Generally, seeing that they got deducted 4 points this afternoon, what was your take on it?
Yeah, a bit like a Red Monday, isn't it, I guess, with Forest. I think my initial reaction was obviously, we knew this was coming today or the latest Tuesday, but all the reports were it's going to be today. There'd been a lot of talk about, you know, people expecting a big breach. I think the last time I was on here, it was literally I was just digesting Everton's appeal one. So I said, well, maybe the kind of the precedent set at around 6 points. I actually interviewed a sports barrister along with John Blaine, who, you know, obviously did the business matters with on the Blue Room a few years ago. And John took Everton's appeal report as saying actually he believed the bandwidth, as it were, for a deduction was between 3 and 9 points. We put this to a sports barrister who actually saw he agreed, he saw the force with that argument based on the appeal. So then from that, I was based on nothing but like the reports going on from what Forrest had, you know, were going to be their mitigating arguments, possibly what they were in breach of. You know, the whole argument was that, or from the reports that were Forrest saying, well, if we'd have sold Brennan Johnson early in the summer for a lower amount than we got, we wouldn't have been in breach. So you're thinking, okay, they're probably somewhere around the 30 million mark at least, which turns out to be correct. They're 34.5 million over. So because I kind of figured everything out, and that I kind of settled on thinking, I think they'll be somewhere in the 4 to 6 points range. And, you know, I don't want points deductions, but you're putting your Evertonian cap on. And Matt said it last time, didn't he? Like, you're kind of hoping for a bigger one. But I think some Evertonians maybe, and I'm not blaming anyone here, had maybe got themselves convinced it was going to be this huge breach.
Yeah.
Ironically, if the Premier League had got their way, the Premier League did ask for 8 points. You know, I've seen the Premier League come in for a lot of criticism, I think fairly so. But their prosecution request, as it were, which everybody's allowed to do, you know, in our first case, it was 12 points, which was way over. We all agree with that. And then obviously the initial commission gave us 10. I think from people have been saying, well, how come they wanted 12 in the Everton case, but they only wanted 8 for Forest? I think you've got to take into account that the Premier League are learning and is going along. Everyone's been blindly stabbing around in the dark. And with every report that comes out, there's like a little bit more light shed. And the Premier League would probably look, I take it as they've logically gone, okay, from Everton's appeal, which they've based a lot of the precedent on in this document, as expected. The Premier League, you know, you can't get more than 9 points as a deduction for a PSR breach, for what this commission calls a significant PSR breach. You can't get more than 9 points as that is going into liquidation, what you get for going into liquidation. So I think the Premier League, and this is not to defend the Premier League here, but I think they've probably gone logically, well, we can't ask for 12 points. We can't ask for 10 points. What we can ask for is 8 points. And they based it on the fact that this is a more serious, significant breach than Everton's. Boris to 34.5 million over the threshold. Everton were only Everton were 19.5 million over. That's 15 million difference. Of course, you're taking into account that Forest can lose less than Everton, but that mitigation didn't stand up in this case. So the Premier League were using the logic of, we're going to ask for a higher one than Everton got. This independent commission, which goes in to explain it, slightly disagrees and eventually comes to the, at the end of the piece, at the end of the report, there is, for the first time in one of these reports, so what have we got? This will be the taking it to about 150 pages of legal jargon now across the three reports. And for the first time, Casey or one of the chairs of these independent panels has laid out an exact calculation in terms of how are we breaking the points deduction down, and how they've done it is a very handy little table. They've got 3 points for the initial breach, 3 points for the scale of the breach because it was 34.5 million over, and they are giving Forest 2 points back for cooperating, and I'm sure we'll go into that, but where the difference is in Everton's case is that, you know, there's a lot of talk about Everton have cooperated with Premier League. It's been an open book to an extent, but the original commission obviously found that Everton were being less than frank. The appeals board rubbished that. They said, you're not meant to be dealing with that. Like, I don't know. They didn't know why they brought that into it. So they were saying Everton didn't lie. But I guess in legal speak, there's probably a difference between, well, in any walk of life, there's a difference between lying and not telling the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a difference between telling some, you know, it raining outside and staring at someone in the face and telling them that it's sunny, or guessing that it's sunny when it's raining outside and you haven't looked out the window. So it might be a bit of an analogy that doesn't quite work, but you get the point. It's like Everton were still found to have misled the Premier League, whereas, and that was even after the appeal, whereas Nottingham Forest were found not to have misled the Premier League. They were found to have essentially held the hands up. Whether that combined with sending some emails and is a guilty plea should equate 2 points back when, you know, there's clubs' futures on the lines, that's up for debate, I guess. But that is essentially how we've come to this point that, yeah, Forest were given a 6 point deduction, but some of their mitigation was successful, and that was that they essentially were good boys for the Premier League.
That's really interesting. Now you've opened this, because there's obviously a ton of questions from what you just said there in 5 minutes. I suppose the first one that comes to my mind with all that is, how have they come to the conclusion that because they've essentially been good boys in school and got them 2 points back, when Everton's initial organisation of all this, which is now several years ago, when they knew something was going to come about, we heard constantly that Everton were cooperating with this and they were sort of willing to show the Premier League what they required to see. Then, you know, it doesn't equate that Forest have gone and got those 2 points deducted, like you said, in that handy little chart that we got to see, which we didn't get for ours. And then Everton didn't get that. How did they, and obviously I suppose that's a general question for everything here, how do these things come to balance?
Well, this is the thing, and I think this is where the unfairness comes in. But I think, Rav, at the end of the day, it comes down to, and the Premier League clubs voted on this, and, you know, at least 14 of them agreed at the time, and at least 14 haven't chose to change these rules for how they're dealt with, is that, you know, when they had the chance last season with this new, last summer, because of the Everton case, so clubs were like, let's expedite the process. Forest, like, you know, Forest make reference in this hearing, they kind of say, well, Everton used delaying tactics, which is ludicrous, but it doesn't surprise me because Forest were one of the five clubs trying to push it through last season because they were in danger of going down. So, of course, they're just going to retread that old argument that the original independent commission threw out. It comes down to essentially going back to the difference in levels of kind of discretion. You know, it's a lawyer getting up on the wrong side of a bed in the morning. Like, you know, he doesn't come down to that level, but it just depends on a different lawyer on a different day might see things differently. Yeah. And this is the issue with the openness, and they're so reluctant to lay down precedents. And even in this, report, the chair, which is called Mark Hovell, who isn't a KC, but he is involved with CAS, and he is like a sports law expert, as it were, being involved in a lot of big deals. Like I said, he sits on the CAS board at the minute, or the part of CAS chambers at the minute. He quite early in the report sets out what this commission sees as bans for breaches, and they define them as minor, significant, and major. And this is where it comes in that, like, for example, that Everton's 19.5 million overspend, it classes in the same significant band as Forest's 34.5 million overspend. Like, we don't know exactly what those bands are, but, like, let's just pluck some figures out of thin air. Let's say 0-15 million is minor.
Yeah.
This person's thinking, these people's thinking, well, that would be then to decide whether a points deduction is applicable at all. It might be obviously less than that. It might be 0-10 or something like that. Significant then is a certain amount that all we know is it encompasses 19.5 million and 34.5 million. And then major is anything above significant. We don't know the benchmarks. I don't even know if these guys came up with one. They probably didn't. They're just using it as like a rough rule of thumb. But even that, which is in terms of setting a precedent, as far as anybody has gone from these commissions, in the same paragraph that they're laying all that out, they also say another commission might choose to ignore this. This is just what we're doing, and this is why we're doing it. But you don't have to do it if you don't want to, because they don't want to step on anyone's toes of being taken away from the Premier League rules, which are an independent commission has full discretion at any one time to decide on anything. There's been certain precedents set, like, for example, the fact that there's immediate points deductions. Forest argued that in here. They start off their argument saying, just because Everton got a points deduction and just because the appeal board said that points deduction should be immediate doesn't actually mean it should be. Like, there's no law that says it. It's just precedent. But the independent commission say, well, we see the strength of the argument, but we are still going to use the most recent case law, the most relevant precedent. So I'm a long-winded way of saying everyone is just, again, it comes back to that thing of by each report, you're shedding a bit more light on it, but it's still then comes to another lawyer on another day to make sense of it, and everyone's going to see things differently. You know, and especially sports journalists like ourselves, or, you know, or journalists like ourselves are going to see things differently to then legal experts, and then the average fan is going to see things differently to people who are maybe trying to take a bit of an impartial view, and financial experts see things differently to legal experts. And again, it just shows there needs to be a set formula, but that would be the clubs voting for Christmas. And they're just not going to, Turkey's voting for Christmas with the clubs, and the clubs just aren't going to do it. They should do it, but they're not going to. And that would require strong leadership as well, which I think, unfortunately, coming back to the Premier League executive board, it just doesn't have at the minute.
The perspective as well, then, just talking in layman terms from Blues, is, you know, they've got less of a deduction than we did. The thing I was thinking about, if they appeal, which they have, I think that comes back in literally 7 days now. When that appeal is sorted out.
No, so they have 7 days to appeal, so they don't... They released that very arsy statement, which, I mean, like, a lot of it I kind of agree with, you know, in the sense, Forest, in terms of, like, you know, they're saying it's a tax on ambition in a way. They're saying it's creating a glass ceiling for clubs that want to come and compete. On the flip side, they have received a two-point grace in a way, for being cooperative and nice and playing nice and, you know, like, let's get this done quickly and let's get it out of the way. And they've not got quite where they wanted, so then they've just gone in full on and slagged the Premier League off anyway. So it's like, you know, you got 2 points back, but, like, you should kind of be fortunate. But, yeah, so they've got 7 days to appeal. Whether they will appeal, obviously we will find out. And then that process could obviously drag on. I think they have to, the hearings have to be completed by April the 15th or around the middle of April. But as we know from the Everton appeal, the decision could take a while. And obviously the backstop date is the Friday after the season finishes, which is insane, to be honest. Let's hope it doesn't get that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous that's gone through the season at all. I was saying this, you know, we've reached this stage now where you're looking at the whole season itself is a farce in many ways because of how people think they'd need to pick up certain results. And we went through that a lot last time. I don't want to go through it too much now. But we're now in a position where we've all been sort of walking on our toes as if we're, you know, petrified of what comes with the next appeal that we're working on here. Now, if you can, just explain how that works out for us and what we can additionally get. Because I think a lot of people have said to me that, well, we can only really be charged on one of the two breaches that they've decided to put towards us. So, i.e., we've got the deduction and they can't do that again. I'm under the understanding that doesn't matter anyway. They absolutely can give us additional points to take off us. And then secondly, the Forest in that category as well, or is this just it for Forest, this particular breach that they're through?
No, Forest, I mean, there's a very slim chance that if they went to appeal, it could be thrown out as frivolous and they get something not top. That's not going to happen realistically. But Forest, it's only going to get better from here. It's like, I think they probably will appeal because why not? Because they might get a point back and that point might keep them up. Yeah. For Everton, the hope is that the logic, that the independent panel uses some logic, and I'm sure the natural justice argument, which is double jeopardy, in other words, that since we've already been punished for these 2 years, you should have punished us for this year then. That I think that's, from my understanding, natural justice, that's essentially what it is. It's not quite double jeopardy, but it's essentially saying we've already been punished for the majority of these years. That is, I imagine, going to be an argument or a mitigating factor, perhaps. Maybe not a mitigating factor, but an argument against what this report for the Forest one. They go on a long time about starting point, which is essentially how do they figure out where to start the breach. Like they say it's a 3-point starting point generally, but then they kind of do this 45 pages worth of pondering whether it should actually be 3 points, and then they start another 3 points. So with Everton, maybe that'll be a case to argue. It's like, okay, well, can we really start it at 3 points because they've already been done for two of these years? So maybe we start it at 1 point, maybe that becomes a starting point, and then we add on aggravating factors if there are any. Like, it's interesting that Premier League did not put forward any aggravating factors against Forest other than the fact that they went 34.5 million over. So the Premier League were like, well, they've spent way over what they should have done, but we don't think they're misleading us, we don't think that they've been ignoring us, we don't think that they've necessarily even had time to correct it, but they've still done it and shouldn't have done it.
But they've not thought about us. They've not, because like I said to you at the start, the idea was that Everton have cooperated. How does that make their situation in terms of, oh well, thanks lads, we'll undo everything that you've done because you've been nice to us, being prefects in school, when generally that's what the impression was that Everton did originally, was to say to the Premier League, right, we put our hands up, it's been a bit of a joke, here's the books, let us know what you're going to give us, but, you know, do us a bit of a favour because we've been open about it. Are they not the same things then?
I think the issue is that, at least maybe from the Premier League side, I do think there's some, and I don't agree with it, because at the end of the day, an independent commission made the decision in March 2023, that the Everton first case could not be expedited, and there was no protocol for it. This is why it was voted in last summer, to make these in-season decisions, and why we've got now the mad rush until the end of the season to get them done. There was none of that this time last year, so Everton had every right to say, well, we're not ready for a case. The Premier League, I think, view it maybe, on maybe under pressure from other clubs, such as Forest at the time, as saying, well, just playing devil's advocate, their argument will be, well, if Everton had done this case last year and maybe they'd have received a lower, maybe they would receive a lower punishment, but if it had been a points deduction, they'd have gone down. There's, you know, that's, so maybe they viewed that as a kind of, not an aggravating factor in a sense. The Premier League didn't put that forward as an aggravating factor, it's worth noting, but maybe there was a bit of a lack of cooperation there that they see. Other than that, there's also the fact that Everton did refute the fact that they were in breach initially and said, we will strongly robust our case, we're not in breach. And it was actually about a week before the hearing started that Everton went, oh yeah, we actually are in breach. We've realised. And I'm not, again, that comes down to accounting differences. And again, playing devil's advocate, like, what do I really think? I think Everton were probably being cheeky and trying to get away with. That's what I really think. Yeah. As a fan, I'll go full on, well, Everton had every right to do just that. And if I'm being somewhere in the middle, I'll probably say, well, it comes down to accounting differences. And Everton thought they could include this. And they said, the Premier said, no, you can't. And we're like, right, let's go to an independent commission and they'll sort it out. And they did. And they kind of all that. And yet Forest have essentially gone, yeah, we've done this. But that to me, that I do think they've got lucky here because, you know, and I'll come on to ours in a second, obviously, properly, but they have got fortunate in the sense that I think 2 points compared to the relative sizes of the punishment is a lot to get back for what they did, which was essentially just saying, oh yeah, you caught us, but we don't really care. Because they didn't really, they knew as far back as September 2022 after their mad spend in the summer of that of 2022 when they came up that they would have to sell a player. They knew the only player they could sell was Brennan Johnson. The phrase used in here is they put all their eggs in one basket to sell him in a 2 week period that they failed to do. And let's just be clear, that argument fell down as we all knew it was going to. They should have sold Johnson, they didn't. Then saying, well, we sold him 2 months later just doesn't cut mustard. Like it's not applicable. The independent commission judged that as well. So I don't know why they got so much grace on that. It feels a lot. If it was an 8-point breach like the Premier League asked for, and then two points were kind of deducted back to make it 6, you kind of think, okay, maybe that's more relative, a quarter of them taken off. Whereas they've now had a third of them taken off for essentially just sending a few emails and being open. Whereas Everton, yes, had to enter a business plan and had to get the Premier League to sign off certain deals above 5 million and everything like that. But they have still been found to provide information that was seen to be misleading. And that is the difference as I see it anyway. I could be way off, and other people may agree or disagree, but that's how I've read the report.
Just in the lack of precedence that we've spoken about there, have Everton in a strange way sort of got that because of what's happened to them? And then to go to the Premier League and say, well, why the hell is this thing not happening with them? The first thing that comes to mind in as far as I can see it is their breach is nearly double the amount of money that we've been done for. And the second thing I want to add to that, if you can answer secondly to that, is how does Forest's promotion, i.e. back in the EFL, come into this whatsoever, given that it's 3 years?
Yeah, so Forest promotion comes into it in the fact that, well, that Forest argued that they should be given like a mitigation should be accepted for them being unique in the fact that they had been promoted and they were promoted.
They're absolutely brilliant, aren't they?
Yeah, they were lawyers get away with murder, but they were promoted without a parachute payment as well, whereas Fulham and Bournemouth came up having had a parachute payment for the previous season. The commission threw it out. Like, he considered it, but it threw it out. But Forest did have less to lose. They still lost it a lot over, though. Like, they still went way over what they should have done. They knew they had less to lose, and they still lost it. So, again, the commission did find, well, that's not really mitigation. It does kind of hint, I believe, anyway, that So the commission in, I think, 13.2, the commission says it has some doubts as to whether the blanket approach suggested by the appeal board in the Everton appeal is always going to be appropriate. And that approach was essentially 3 to 9 points. You get a deduction immediately if you breach. Because they're saying, and they actually use the example, a team could go over by £1 and would technically be in breach, but we can't be giving points deduction for a team going over by £1, which I think is a sensible solution.
Yeah.
So this is where they then go into these things of whether a breach is significant or not, and how that comes into maybe they have kind of thrown probably a little bit of a bone in the initial deduction not going up as far as it could have done, maybe by suggesting, well, they did come up and they did have a less to lose than Everton or other Premier League clubs in that time, which they do mention. You know, they say like that the clubs are in a position when they come up where they haven't had as many allowable losses over the last 3 years as other clubs. They say there's a good reason for that. That's because they were in the EFL and they have to play by their rules. But at the same time, it does apply. So look, whether that actually came into it or not, I need to read it in a bit more detail. The Premier League obviously didn't agree with that. Again, they've used the logic that I said, that the higher the breach, the higher the deduction, which is, I think, fair enough. The Premier League actually...
Just going back, go on. That's also the first question there. How the higher the fee you've gone over with, the much more severe the breach must be. Sorry, the much more severe the breach is, should be much more severe punishment. How does that work out, given the fact that ours is less than theirs?
Well, but this is what I mean. This is what the Premier League put forward as their argument, but the Commission didn't really see it that way. Essentially, me, you, for once, Richard Masters, on the same side in saying the logic is that if the breach is bigger, you should get a bigger punishment. And the Premier League's suggestion, in terms of the argument they put, the submission they put forward, was saying, okay, 3 points and then 5 points for the seriousness of the breach. And then there's a lot of, again, legal jargon about saying why that might not be applicable in this case. And then they say Forrest argued it should be a minimal points deduction because of the exceptional cooperation. And eventually then it just kind of like, I love how all these reports are going into so much detail, but then they really just kind of sum up what they actually mean in about 20 words.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, after all this, we just decided that they should get a three point entry one. That means you breached, so you get your 3 points. And then that on top of that, we think that because of the size of the breach and because of the seriousness of it, you should get another 3 points. There's been a bit online about, you know, about how Everton behaved in the first thing and did that have any impact. They kind of make some assumptions, this independent commission, which I think is wrong to make assumptions, but apparently that's just the way it's done. It's like, well, we don't really know why the appeal board gave Everton 6 points total. We don't really know that. We know that they gave them a 3 point as a start in, like, you breached, here's your 3 points. We don't know why they gave them the 3 points on top of it. We're just going to assume it's because Everton provided some wrong information. That's what they say, essentially. And then they just come to this point that Forrest still get the 6 points, but then we're going to knock it down because of the mitigation. So I've kind of got the majority of the way through the report, that the early plea and the exceptional cooperation is essentially what bought Forrest those points back. I think if they'd have been sitting here on 6 points, we'd have, as Evertonians, probably felt, well, that's fairer. And I think the general public would have thought that as well. And I do think there's some strength in the argument of Everton, of the Premier League as well, to say that Forest have been fortunate here to get away with it, considering the size that they went of the breach.
Right.
What it means for Everton is that I think we can probably safely say now that the starting point, you know, is going to be between 1 and 3 points for our next deduction. And it's whether there's going to be mitigating circumstances like natural justice, like perhaps even the USM sponsorship. I don't know. Maybe they'll come up with something else that may or may not mitigate it down. But then there could be aggravating circumstances like, will the Premier League maybe put forward an aggravation being a repeat offender? I don't know. Like, will they say, okay, we get that we don't want, you know, you breached in this 3 year, you breached in this previous 3 year cycle. You've not learned your lesson. And we can hold our hands up and say, well, we've made positive trends. You know, we've reduced the wage bill. We've done this, we've done that. But the Premier League might say, yeah, but you still spent money on Amadou and Arnie. You still spent money on Neil Maupay, Dwight McNeil. I'm guessing, you know, I'm just this. So it's really hard to tell exactly what is going to come out of it. I'm hopeful that maybe our lawyers can look at this one and think, right, there's definite holes in here and we can point to the lenient treatment. But, you know, do we have the evidence that we've been really cooperative with the Premier League in this charge? I don't know. Maybe we do. I think there was a noticeable change of tact after the appeal decision when, you know, we said felt vindicated, the club felt vindicated in pursuing an appeal. Then at the bottom, they did make this mark about, and we continue to cooperate with the Premier League in regards to our charge for the financial year 22-23. So maybe the club are trying to kind of go a bit more, let's just get this done and dusted and let's see if we can come to an amicable agreement in a way.
So the whole thing in terms of what we're going to eventually have, what we need to do by the end of the season, what's the deadline for that? Did you say mid-April?
Yeah, so, well, no one knows, again, when our hearing is going to be. The only talk is that it's going to be by the end of March, so this week or next. You know, next week will be shorter because of the Easter period. These guys won't work on a bank holiday. So it'll be this week or next, I imagine, that the appeal is heard. And I believe the latest date anyway would be is something like the 7th of April or something like along those lines, or 8th of April, sorry, which is the Monday afterwards. So I imagine in the next 2 weeks. And then I imagine, yeah, the maybe the 8th of April is when we're going to be looking at, given the first is a bank holiday. So either the 5th or the 8th of April, depending when the appeal happens, to get our result. This one came, what, 9 days after Forest's appeal. So yeah, probably the 5th or the 8th. And then from there, it will be whether they were going to appeal. They'll have a week to decide that. And then that'll all start again. The issue is Forest's, you know, case will be ongoing at this point as well. So unfortunately for Everton, just through the nature of it, it's going to drag on until, if they appeal, it's going to drag on until at least mid-May, I'd have thought. But, you know, for the team now, all they can view for now is take it at face value. They've got a 4-point buffer to safety. Yeah. And again, you know, they've not lost any ground. View it as that for now and go win some games. Like, you know, they're still in the same boat, 4 wins. And, you know, if 2 of those wins come against Forest and Luton, then all the better.
Yeah, that's it, mate. I've said this for a while. I'll just try and get at least 10 points away from the bottom three. And then whatever comes our way will probably be fine. So, you know, it's staggering compared to, you know, the situation we thought we've been in the last 2 seasons as well. It's just been like actually winning games. But from now on, they're actually a lot more important to go and get 3 points from everything. You know, go and win those 4 games, put Liverpool to one side. I know that a lot of people won't like me saying that, but there's 4 games there against sides that are in and around the relegation zone. We've got to go to Luton as well. You don't lose those and you take, I don't know, whatever, 9 points, 10 points, whatever it is. You know, hopefully that's enough regardless of what gets thrown at us legally and whatnot. But I have to say, mate, thanks so much again for explaining all this, as always.
I mean, look, I think things are bound to change the more we read through this, the more every writers dive into it and the lawyers dive into it. It's interesting in a way, but I am sick of it. I think we're all sick of it, aren't we? Just read it now. Like they do make a, you know, they make clear that because Forest breach was larger than Everton's, that does slide it up the scale to the starting point of 6 points that they get. Right. You know, it's just that because of that mitigation that they got accepted, it gets pushed down back to 4. So I think it just feels like a bit like a kick in the teeth, doesn't it? Yeah. And it's easy to feel vindictive, but I would stress with this one that the Premier League kind of went for more, didn't the Premier League have lost this really? And while if I was in Forest shoes, I'd be appealing because you don't lose anything, or you're very unlikely to lose anything. At the same time, I do think they've got away lightly in terms of having a lenient panel. Let's hope Everton's is lenient and sees the common sense in the arguments that Everton hopefully are going to put forward. And, you know, let's hope that Everton's arguments are better than they were in the first case as well, and hope that they've learned the lessons. It has been funny reading through the Johnson argument, and it has come unstuck just as everyone thought it would do. It's like, can't believe how that was presented by some journalists as being like a viable, obviously from Forest briefing, but like, it's just not viable, is it?
Exactly. Well, mate, thanks as always for joining us. No doubt we'll be having these conversations with more and more time as these appear.
Maybe one more.
Exactly. Hopefully it's not about us, though. We're all sitting here, unfortunately, like, point of view, laughing about what's happened in Nottingham Forest. Or we just stayed.
Zero points
left, man. Yeah. That's it. We can all sit here having a pint because we've stayed up on enough points. Let's hope that's enough anyway. But thanks so much for your time, mate. As always, it's really appreciative.
Real. Sports Social Podcast Network.